When you think about American whiskey, what places come to mind? Kentucky, probably Tennessee, but what about Atlanta? Well, actually, our city might also deserve a page in distilling history. That is, if a legend about Rufus Rose, an Atlanta distiller who sold whiskey before Prohibition, is really true. Here's Stephanie Stokes.
I start my investigation into whiskey history just outside a red brick Victorian-era home on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, where I meet Liliana Bakhtiari. She's using a power drill to take out the screws that are holding a big piece of plywood to the front door.
This is how you get into the house.
The house, now a bit of an eyesore, is historic, and Bakhtiari tells me when we step inside that she wants to restore it.
When you have locations like these, the possibilities are endless. I mean, you look at the beautiful craftsmanship of this home, you don't find this today.
And you don't hear much about the man who first owned it, Rufus Rose, a Connecticut doctor who moved to the South, fought in the Civil War, and started a distillery.
It was known as Mountain Springs and also Rufus M. Rose Distillery.
But when his name does come up, often a legend does too.
And that distillery later became known as Four Roses.
One that puts Rose as the founder of Four Roses Bourbon, an iconic whiskey made in Kentucky and one that's often celebrated by critics today. To be honest, this is why I asked Bakhtiari to show me the house, this legend. You'll read it in whiskey collector blogs all over the internet. It's even written in the city's listing for Rose's historic home. But when I heard this, I was a little surprised. I mean, can Atlanta really boast that it's the birthplace of a well-known Kentucky bourbon?
I remember we tried to find out about that.
This is Boyd Coons, the executive director of the Atlanta Preservation Center. I figured it made sense to go there next. The center once had their offices in the Rufus Rose home, and they have a file on him. According to the file, in the decades following the Civil War, Rose produced rye and corn whiskey. Women were welcome at his distillery. No one was allowed to drink on site.
So they won't be sullied by seeing men falling about in the street and all.
But you could buy Rose's whiskey in clay jugs. And this distilling business ended up being pretty successful, according to a newspaper story at the end of Rose's career.
Rose retired after almost 40 years in the business as the oldest and widest known wholesale liquor house in the South.
But then, Prohibition started to take hold.
Convinced that self-sacrifice and sobriety will bring prosperity and peace, Americans praise passing of the dry law.
Georgia went dry, and Rose's distillery had to leave if his family wanted to keep making whiskey. So Rufus's son took the distillery and moved it across the border to Tennessee. And this is where things get a little foggy. According to one account, around this time the Rose family creates Four Roses, and they sell it to someone I haven't told you about yet, a man named Paul Jones Jr. You should probably remember that name because there's another account, one in which that guy, Paul Jones Jr., actually starts Four Roses himself in Kentucky, and Rufus Rose has nothing to do with it. So what are we to make of all this? I asked a bourbon expert named Reed Mittenbuehler.
So for all kinds of bourbon brands, you have a lot of conflicting stories about their origins.
Meaning the confusion over how Four Roses came to be, whether it was Rufus Rose or Paul Jones Jr., it's not uncommon. In fact, Mittenbuehler just published a book called Bourbon Empire that reveals how the American whiskey industry is built on legends.
I mean, heritage and the idea of authenticity, these things are very important for branding.
Just listen to a bourbon ad and you'll hear it for yourself, like this one.
If time is a measure of how good something is, then Evan Williams Bourbon has something really good going.
And this one.
Creator of Knob Creek Bourbon, Booker No once said.
And this one.
2 centuries, one bourbon. That's how Jim Beam makes history.
Distilling companies promote and sometimes even create stories about their whiskey's beginnings. Because Mittenbuehler says that's what consumers want. People like the idea that there's this long legacy behind the whiskey they're drinking. The trouble is, it can be hard to tell which stories actually have their roots in reality.
Records back then were so murky, so it gets messy tracing back this stuff sometimes, and I think you can make the case either way in a lot of these cases.
Except that might not be true with these two Four Roses legends. I found someone who thinks one of them is just wrong.
I was the historian with the Historic Preservation Division of the Georgia Department of Natural Resources.
Ken Thomas tells me he has a reputation for punching holes into folk tales. And back in the 90s, when he researched the connection between Rufus Rose and Four Roses, holes are what he found.
Facts are the Rose family in Atlanta never advertised Four Roses as something they created.
What's more, there's a trademark for Four Roses registered in the name of not Rufus Rose, but Paul Jones Jr. And it dates back to 1892, years before the Rose family could have sold their distillery. So Thomas says the evidence really points to this other man, Paul Jones Jr., as being the founder.
A lot of people just made up the I think they connected the story of Four Roses to the Rose family just because the Rose family did run a distillery, and they just conveniently merged all these ideas.
I contacted Four Roses, the company in Kentucky that's around today, for the official version of the bourbon's history, and it does match what Thomas says. It seems Paul Jones Jr. did start the bourbon brand. So does this mean Atlanta doesn't deserve any whiskey cred after all? Well, it still might, actually. According to Four Roses, Paul Jones Jr. had something in common with Rufus Rose. Before moving to Kentucky, he got his start in distilling right here in Atlanta. For WABE, I'm Stephanie Stokes.